Hey everyone, Father's Day is coming up and we've got gifts for your dad at Jesse Brown's that he'll love. Hi, this is Bill Barty inviting you to help your dad get started or restarted in the sport of fly fishing at Jesse Brown's. Plus, we've got footwear for him from Merrill, Salomon, and Olakai, and the best in everyday tactical knives from Benchmade. And gift wrapping? The gift wrapping station at Jesse Brown's is always open, so stop by and it'll be a great Father's Day for him and you.
All right, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and Bill Barty, Memorial Day to Labor Day is definitely boating season.
It's go time on our Carolina lakes.
Absolutely. Hey, what's the matter? You can't back that boat in? Hold on. You're going the wrong way, Bill.
Well, and even better or worse than that is, do you have a permit? Do you have this? Do you have that? Do you have
Where's your fire extinguisher, young man?
Where's your green light, your red light? Where does it need to be? The rules and regulations towards being safe on our area lakes this summer is very important. And we're going to go to our Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron education officer that we've spoken to here on the Carolina Outdoors oftentimes before, Mr. Russ Klein, so that he can lay it all out there for us and our listeners so that we are abiding by the rules of the lake, of our boat, and so that we can all be safe out there. Russ, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We are doing wonderful, and we are looking forward to getting you on here so that we can be doing more wonderful, of course, in our marinas and in boating shops around the Carolinas, and there we'll see signs for boater safety classes and vessel safety checks and all of those sorts of things. Will you talk to us about what a boater safety class means to us?
Sure. The class we offered is approved by the state of North Carolina, and it actually provides the requirements for most states in the country. We start off by teaching the folks about the equipment they need for safe boating, the rules, the age requirements for certain things, the right types of life jackets to have. It's an all-day class. But when they're all done, they have a certificate that they can show to an enforcement officer. But perhaps more importantly, they can have a peace of mind that they have a good understanding of the basics of safe boating.
Now, is this required?
It's required if you were born after January 1st, 1980 in North Carolina. It's also required for kids on, well, of course, they're going to be kids anyway, on jet skis. But if you're born before January 1st, 1980, it's not required, but highly recommended.
Russ, you've been doing this for a while. Tell us about the challenges that you have found in getting people educated and getting people to participate, not just by law, but by spirit. Is that a challenge for you as an education officer?
It is. Although we educate about 150 to 200 people per year, there's over 40,000 boats on Lake Norman, and I doubt a significant percentage of people have the class. The reason being, when people embark on boating, they don't understand the environment and the risk associated with it. They think it's just a matter of getting the key, starting the engine, and going out, and it's like riding a bike or driving a car. But once we try to explain to people, we do this at the boat show every year, of the risk involved and a few examples, I think they start to come around. The other thing we do is when parents come with kids and they want their kids to take it, we encourage the parents to take the course also. It's enlightening for them. It also gives the kids a baseline to know that their parents heard the same thing that they heard.
We're talking about the United States Power Squadron's Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron, and of course, it's America's Boating Club, for boaters, by boaters. But, Russ Klein, I know besides boaters, and in the past decade or decade and a half, the jet ski has come into play more so and more so. Where does that fit in when you start talking about boating and such?
Well, certainly on Lake Norman, jet skis are prolific. They're everywhere. It's a less expensive way to get into boating. They're faster. The kids like them. In our classes, we have an entire section on jet skis and the safety involved, the rules involved. because they're faster and because kids like to ride on them, I think they have less risk fear for things, so they can be a little reckless sometimes, and we try to instill upon them the importance of safe practices on jet skis as well as on boats.
Now, occasionally they have safety checks of boats on the lakes and things, and what are the things that people are required to have in their boat for safety? I know a fire extinguisher, and gosh, for what a boat cost, who wouldn't have a fire extinguisher, but some people don't and don't know where it is. What other items are important there?
Sure. Well, certainly you have to have a Coast Guard approved properly fitting life jacket called a PFD, personal flotation device, for everyone on board. In addition, for boats over 16 feet, you have to have a throwable cushion or life ring. You need a horn or whistle to signal people. You need to have a current registration with the numbers properly displayed on the boat with the registration decal. For larger boats, there's requirements for having batteries secured with terminals covered, clean bilges, no evidence of oil leaking into the environment. When you go to the coast, you're required to have visual distress signals should you get in trouble. They're not required on Lake Norman, but we of course, recommend that people carry them should they be out at night and need some help. I think those are the main things.
Now, consumption of alcohol can become an issue in operating a boat as well, right?
It can be, yes.
So, basically, it's illegal to consume too much alcohol or any alcohol and operate a boat?
Yeah, believe it or not, it's legal to drink while you're driving a boat. However, the threshold for being legal is the same as a car. It's 0.08, just like in a car. And if you're driving a boat and you're at greater than 0.08, you're subject to being arrested or fined and the similar consequences. It would be boating under the influence. So that's a factor. But I would mention that although it's important to manage alcohol on the boat, it's really not the leading cause of accidents on the water.
Texting and driving.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I don't know if they have statistics on that yet.
Okay.
But the number one cause of accidents on boating in North Carolina is operator inattention and proceeding at speeds not appropriate for the environment. So going too fast, too close to shore, not paying attention to where you're going, those are the factors that are the most significant causes of accidents on boating in North Carolina and perhaps elsewhere in the country.
Russ Klein is our guest. He's the education officer for the Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron there on Lake Norman. And Russ, talk to us a little bit about Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron, because we're coming at this from promoting safety and that sort of thing. But Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron really is about having fun in the water on our area lakes and also gaining more skills in boating. Will you talk to us about the more skills part that that is offered through the Power Squadron?
Sure. It kind of starts with the public boating class that all our members are required to have. Once they have that, we offer to anyone who took the class what we call a jumpstart program, where we go on your vessel with you and get you acquainted with it, help you develop techniques for docking and undocking and tying up and towing tubes and things like that. Then as a member, we have courses in seamanship and piloting. And if you're really into it, we can get you into courses for celestial navigation if you're going to make that an offshore recreation for yourself. There's also courses we offer in weather, in engine maintenance, in marine electrical systems, and in cruise planning that broaden the classroom background that our members have.
Oh, it's a great opportunity if you are interested in boating or gaining more skills in boating. I'm going to give out the website. It's usps.org /Lake Norman. So it's the United States PowerSquadron.org /Lake Norman. Russ Klein, Education Officer for the Lake Norman Sail and Power Squadron, thank you for helping keep our lakes safe and talking to us and our listeners here on the Carolina Outdoors.
My pleasure, and have a nice day. Safe boating, guys.
Safe boating. Of course, the motto is, come for the boating education, stay for the friends. That is the United States Power Squadron with Lake Norman. Also, special thanks to Spencer Rogers from Sea Grant talking to us about rip currents out there and how we can be safe and what's the cause of all of those sorts of things. And the evangelist himself, Captain Dave Chouinard, talking all about the Gulf Coast of Florida and the mighty tarpon that is taking over down there. All the fishing addicts have headed out off the coast of Tampa, Florida to catch this great fish. For TJ Boggs and Don Yeager, this is Bill Barty saying get outdoors, pick up your trash. We'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.